"So, you want my hair down?" I ask. His nod is distracted as he closes the distance, his gaze fixed on my face, on my mouth.
"Yeah, but let me."
He stands close enough that his body heat radiates through my clothes. He reaches up to the back of my head and grabs hold of the band securing my hair. The force makes me tilt my head back as he slides the elastic down to remove it, but I keep my gaze fixed on his face. He's not giving me a lecture or excuses, which must mean he talked to Drake and Ben and still decided to come to me. But I need to hear him say it. "Baz, tell me what they said." His eyes are fixed on my throat, and before I can straighten to look at him, he dips his head, pressing lips to my pulse point and kissing his way up to my jaw. My heart flutters, my body lighting on fire at the squeeze of his hands around my hips.
"I'm here, aren't I?"
he murmurs against my ear.
"This is what you wanted."
I wrap my arms around his neck and lean back a little so I can look into his eyes. They're dark with need, and he pulls me in tighter until I can feel how much that need has consumed him. "I want all of you. I said I'm not leaving them out. I won't choose."
"I know, baby. Just let me have this moment to myself."
His mouth descends on mine, and I give in, just as starved for it as he is. It's insane how good it feels, how new, even though I spent the night with Ben and Drake and had my share of passionate kisses, among all the other things we did. Kissing Baz feels just as good, just as intense, but new all the same.